This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Sit back and relax with Jazz and Blues with John, coming up next on Plains FM.
We'd like to thank the Brew Crew from Three Boys Brewery for supporting this program. Trust Three Boys Brewery to bring you Jazz and Blues with John.
Hi, my name is John Baker, and I'll be presenting programs consisting of jazz and blues and travelling from the 20s to the present day. In the 1980s and 90s, Bobby Watson's band Horizon consisted of Vic Lewis on drums and Curtis Lundy on bass. And here they play the title track from their 1988 release, No Question About It, which was recorded live at the Mount Fuji Jazz Festival, with the addition of Roy Hargrove trumpet and Benny Green piano.
We'll be right back. Horizon.
Roy Hargrove was a major force in the world of jazz trumpet and had a beautiful tone. He died aged 49 in 2018 and has been sorely missed. He played the Java Jazz Festival in 2010 with Joel Holmes piano, Armin Salim bass and Montez Coleman drums. And on this tune, You're My Everything, he plays flugelhorn. It's a wonderful version of this song written by Harry Warren in 1931.
Thank you.
1994, the Joshua Redman Quartet released their highly acclaimed album, Mood Swing. A quarter of a century later, the four musicians, Joshua Redman tenor, Brad Meldow piano, Christian McBride bass and Brian Blade drums, have combined to produce another remarkable recording, Round Again, on which the level of musical excellence is outstanding. This track is called Undertow. Thank you. Brian Blade features on the next track, recorded at the Chicago Music Exchange in 2013 and was part of a live masterclass session. The tune, Stoner Hill, written by Brian, has a thoughtful and meditative feel to it, and for me the drumming is sublime. John Cowherd is on piano, Melvin Butler tenor and alto, Myron Walden alto and bass clarinet, and Chris Thomas bass. Paste is a monthly music and entertainment magazine. From its studios in Atlanta and New York, it streams original music performances on a frequent basis. The Christian Scott Quintet were the artists playing there in May 2017, and in particular, this tune, The Last Chieftain, which has excellent playing. In addition to Scott on trumpet, Ellen Pinder Hughes plays flute, Marcus Gilmore, grandson of Roy Haynes, drums, Lucas Curtis bass, and Zakiah Curtis, his brother, is on keyboards. Lee Morgan played a stellar role in the development of hard bop in the 1960s, playing with John Coltrane and Art Blakey, amongst others. Over the years, he became a regular on the revered Blue Note label. The 1965 album Cornbread had a lineup of Jackie McLean alto, Herbie Hancock piano, Billy Higgins drums, Hank Mobley tenor, Lee Ridley bass, and here they play Most Like Lee. Sadly, the light was extinguished in 1972 in, of all places, Slug Saloon in New York City, when he was shot by his partner. He was 33. Jackie McLean was another member of the emerging bop style, and having had tutoring from Charlie Parker, Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk, was well placed to keep the initial flame burning, although he moved towards modal jazz subsequently. It's Time was a Blue Note recording in 1964. Jackie's on alto in the company of Charles Tolliver trumpet, Herbie Hancock piano, Cecil McBee bass and Roy Haynes drums, and they play the tune That's That. Walter Bishop Jr. grew up in Harlem and towards the end of his high school years was playing with the local area bands. By the end of the 1940s, he'd started his recording career as a sideman. His first recording in 1961 with his own trio, consisting of bassist Jimmy Garrison and drummer G.T. Hogan, was Speak Low. And from that, we can hear Milestones. He went on to study at the Juilliard School of Music and taught music theory at colleges in Los Angeles in the 70s. After having studied classical piano, Diana Krall was heard by Ray Brown and Jeff Hamilton and persuaded to relocate from British Columbia to LA, where she studied with Jimmy Rolls. A move to New York led to the release of her own albums. From her Live in Paris 2002 date, here's Fly Me to the Moon, with accompaniment by Anthony Wilson guitar, John Clayton bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Forevermore. worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Other words, in other words, in other words, in other words, in other words, I know you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Good night.
We'd like to thank the Brew Crew from Three Boys Brewery for supporting this program. Trust Three Boys Brewery to bring you Jazz and Blues with John.
Well, thanks for listening, and I'll be back in a fortnight with more Jazz and Blues with John. Podcasts are available on Plains FM website, that's plainsfm.org.nz, and type in Jazz and Blues with John.